This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The European Union's top diplomat on Sunday said Russia is rejecting constructive dialogue with the EU and that Europe must draw the consequences, including the possibility of new sanctions. In a blog post, Josep Borrell said the shock expulsion of three EU diplomats from Poland, Germany, and Sweden during his two-day visit to Moscow showed that Russia, quote, did not want to seize this opportunity to have a more constructive dialogue with the EU. He continued in the post, the bloc will have to draw the consequences, insisting it will be for member states to decide the next steps, and yes, these could include sanctions. Borrell's trip, which ended on Saturday, had been a controversial journey that divided the EU's 27 member states. France and Germany want dialogue with the Kremlin, while other countries want the EU to take a harder line. Russia recently jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny and instituted a crackdown on people who protested that move. More than 10,000 pro-Navalny demonstrators have been arrested in recent weeks. Moscow expelled the diplomats from Poland, Germany, and Sweden just hours after Mr. Borrell met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov to discuss ties. Ecuador is holding general elections on Sunday, in which a socialist and a former banker are vying for leadership of the nation. The country's 13.1 million voters are choosing a successor to unpopular socialist President Lenin Moreno and the 137 members of the unicameral Congress. Opinion polls show leftist economist Andres Arauz and conservative Guillermo Lasso are the clear frontrunners among 16 candidates. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says he will not lift economic sanctions against Iran unless Tehran first cuts its uranium enrichment back to the level it agreed to in the 2015 international treaty aimed at restraining its development of nuclear weapons. Biden said on CBS in an interview that aired Sunday that he wants the U.S. to rejoin the nuclear treaty with Iran that former President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from. But when asked whether the U.S. would lift sanctions first to get Iran to return to negotiations, Biden replied simply, no. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said on state TV that if the United States wants Iran to return to its commitments, quote, the U.S. must lift all sanctions in practice. Then we will do verification and see if the sanctions were lifted correctly. Then we will return to our commitments. The words again of Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The PAC had allowed Iran to enrich uranium at a 3.67% concentration level, but since mid-2019, this is after the U.S. left the pact, it pushed enrichment levels back up to 20%. That's a level it had achieved before the accord. Experts say Tehran now has uranium stockpiled for at least two nuclear weapons if it chooses to manufacture them. But Iranian officials, through the long skepticism of Western governments, have maintained that their nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only. 12 members of Somalia's security forces were killed and two others wounded on Sunday following a powerful roadside explosion. Officials say the attack occurred some 28 kilometers west of the town of Dusamareb during a security operation. That's about 500 kilometers north of the Somali capital, Mogadishu. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility. It was the second confrontation between Al-Shabaab and the Somali government forces outside Dusamareb in the space of 3 days. The United States withdrew almost all of its troops from Somalia last month following an order from then-President Donald Trump. Despite the withdrawal, the U.S. military has continued conducting airstrikes against al-Shabaab. The U.S. has carried out 6 airstrikes so far this year, but none since President Joe Biden came to power January 20th. And the Biden administration said Saturday it was immediately suspending Trump-era asylum agreements with El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, part of a bid to undo his Republican predecessor's hardline immigration policies. This does away with the so-called safe third country agreements signed in 2019 that forced asylum seekers from the region to seek refuge elsewhere before applying in the United States. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.